All right, we're recording. This is Kiri Cordova from the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, interviewing Jesse Amano on May 31st, 2004 at his studio at 526 San Fernando Street. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. And Jesse, my first question is a really easy one. When and where were you born?
When and where? I was born 1951 in here, San Antonio, Texas.
And was your family from here originally?
My father was originally from Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona, is actually where he was born. And his father was a Spaniard, and I never quite understood, or I never was very specific about where he was from, my grandfather. And because he left my dad at a very early age, when my dad was a very, young boy. So that information is really quite missing. The Amado, lineage is I'm very vague about that. I'm not sure where, in Spain my father came from, my grandfather came from on my father's side.
But he was from Spain.
Originally. Yeah. My dad looked like a Spaniard. He's a gorgeous, handsome man. I wish I could have been more like my dad sometimes, but maybe not. Anyway, it's an interesting story. Now, my mother's side, my mother was, she was second generation American. She was from South Texas, from San Diego, Texas. I mean, she was not from South Texas, I'm sorry. Her family, her dad, and another lived in South Texas, in San Diego, and then they moved to San Antonio. So there's this lineage of Tejanos that my mother is part of.
Did you spend a lot of time growing up there in South Texas? Did you visit that much?
No. Yes and no. I mean, I did at the very beginning when I was very, very young. It would take pretty much, it seems like almost on a monthly basis we would go there and spend a weekend or so. Because, the plot of land was still down there, and I had about, probably about 9 girl cousins and about 2 boy cousins that lived there still, But they were adults, I was probably 4 or 5 or so. And so I remember those trips, those frequent trips, and I used to love to go, even though I was a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, but, for the most part, it was just a great big playground, sandy terrain, lots of cotton fields, lots of hikes, to the chaparral, and going hunting for, rabbits and snakes, and, with the hope of maybe spotting an Indian. And my cousins, my boy cousins, and they were probably in their 30s, I would say. Mm-hmm. They would always set me out by maybe leaving a whip out there, that they would claim that belonged to an Indian, or they would make an arrow and stick it in a fence post and claim that it was an arrow. And of course I believed it, I was disingenuous, of course I was gonna believe it. And so I used to love that part of it. Ride the horses and climbing the cows. And
were there parts that you didn't love? Is that...
Well, there was parts, I just kind of never really got used to the food, and I never really got used to the, certain other parts of it. I mean, that many people sleeping in that, in 2 rooms, for instance. So, I guess my modesty, was, kind of challenged, I suppose, at that point, The outhouse and stuff like that, didn't quite like that. But the rest of it was great.
Now, what did your parents do for a living here in San Antonio?
Oh, okay. Well, you mean before I was born?
Sure. I mean, if you want to sort of take me through how they met.
Right. Well, okay. Let's start with how they met, I suppose. My mother was... She came from a large family also. I think there was, 7 girls and 4 boys, or 6 girls and 4 boys.